Broadcasting live from the True Crime Today studios to the world. This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
From the Hit Killers podcast, Murder in the Morning.
So there's the new Diddy doc that has dropped. The Fall of Diddy. It's on Max, otherwise known as formerly HBO. It's interesting. I believe it's a production of Investigation Discovery, so it might be over there too. I don't know. Sean Diddy Combs, of course, the once celebrated music mogul behind Bad Boy Records, has been accused of creating degrading and predatory work environment for the members of the hit group Danity Kane. According to former member Dee Woods, speaking on Good Morning America, Woods described the toxic atmosphere where the band members were judged primarily on their sex appeal rather than their talent. Let's take a listen to that.
The day we were chosen, I was like, it's Bad Boy for life, baby.
She says what should have been a dream come true quickly became something else, alleging Diddy created a verbally abusive work environment.
I'm curious why you decided to speak up now.
I would say that this moment now is a time where I feel like my experience, my truth will really be heard and actually considered and believed.
Dee Woods sharing her story as part of a new Investigation Discovery docuseries, The Fall of Diddy.
From the outside, he was this mogul. He was this guy who, you know, could make your dreams come true.
Unsettling scenes like this, a reminder of what it was like on making the band.
Juanita, what's your stomach looking like? For real, are you feeling a little thick?
I always feel thick next to these skinny chicks.
You're like a burger away.
He did it in different ways with all of us. You know, picking and prodding and just a way to chip and knock away, but then praise you.
I see myself standing in those dark, scary, predatory spaces and hearing somebody say some of the most degrading things to me.
How was it predatory?
Somebody constantly treating you like a piece of meat.
Wow. He viewed his artists as pieces of meat, she says. Obviously, she had joined the group after appearing on Combs' reality TV series, Making the Band 3. In some of the environments, it was even scary to be by yourself. Woods' allegations come amid mounting legal troubles, obviously, for Combs, who was arrested in September on suspicion of sex trafficking and racketeering. Prosecutors allege he orchestrated events called freak-offs, where women were forced to participate in multi-day sex parties. More than 150 individuals, including men and boys, have accused Combs of sexual assault, resulting in over 30 lawsuits. Woods recounted her experiences during an upcoming Investigation Discovery docuseries when we're talking about The Fall of Diddy. She has a lot more to say. When asked by Good Morning America if avenues for reporting existed, Woods replied, absolutely not. What were they going to do? It's like, how do we survive this? Let's take a listen.
Valuing you for your sex appeal, and in some of the environments, you know, it was even scary to be by yourself.
Despite turmoil on and off camera, Danity Kane debuted to massive success. But that momentum came to a screeching halt when Diddy fired Aubrey O'Day and Dee Woods.
Based on a lot of things that I've heard, you're not really a happy camper in this situation.
No, I don't think anyone has been happy for a long time in this situation.
Okay, so you can go too.
Are you sure about that?
I'm positive about that.
In the docuseries, Dee Woods claims she saw what she says were inappropriate communications from Diddy to Aubrey prior to their firing.
Was there anyone you could have talked to about it?
Absolutely not. Each other.
There was no one to tell.
Because what were they going to do? So it's like, how do we survive this?
How do you survive that? I mean, here's the thing with a group like this. It is manufactured. he is not there for your talent. So I'm sorry that, I mean, I'm not excusing any of the other shit that he did because it's horrible and he treated people like shit. But he was selling sex appeal. That was the group. And it really didn't matter who you were. If you were attractive and you would do what he wanted you to do, you were in the group. If you weren't, you were out. And it wasn't about talent. It just wasn't. I'm not trying to be shitty. That is what it is. People, you know, tend to believe sometimes that it's something that it's not, but that's what he was selling. That's what he was doing. Right or wrong, it is what it is. But clearly he had little regard for anybody's humanity in doing that, but that is what he was selling.
It is very disturbing as a woman to sit here and listen to that. You know, I think I've shared this before. When I first got into radio, I was, 27. I would say in really good shape, average looking. And I was told by my second program director, that they had another candidate who had more experience, but I was more streetable.
Streetable?
Was the word he used.
Meaning you looked better than the other candidate.
Correct. She was a little heavy set.
Sure.
I weighed like 92 pounds. I'm 4'9". So I was very tiny at the time. Fresh out of, college and stuff like that. So, I think the entertainment industry, it's very heavy on your appearance.
Well, of course it is.
Saying you're one hamburger away or one burger away from whatever, from being thick.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah. No, I get it.
No,
look at him.
He's not attractive. No,
I agree. But it is the entertainment industry and it is based on looks. It's based sometimes on talent. It's based on who is going to, get people to listen, to watch. And that's it's how it always has been. So this isn't like a new thing where people should be shocked that the entertainment industry prioritizes more attractive looking people than none. That's how it's always been. I mean, right or wrong, they're not going to market something that nobody is going to want to look at. That's how it works.
But let's just say, go to a football game, go sit in a stadium with 20,000 people and look around. How many attractive people are there really?
It just depends where you're at. But I mean, but at the same point, though, too, it's like, we're talking about women. And I'm just trying to, you're not going to have, the Chippendales review. They're not going to be hiring the beer bellied dads to go dance around. Why? Because
like Chris Farley from SNL.
Well, or just your average guy that's not, spending 9 hours a day in the gym because they actually have a life and are doing things other than just focusing on their looks. So, I mean, look, if you're going into a looks-based career, it's going to be a looks-based career. I mean, I believe there's even like clauses in a lot of contracts where it's like, look, if you, change your image up dramatically or something, we can get rid of you. It's how it is. Again, I'm not saying right or wrong. I'm just saying that's how that industry works, and it's nothing new. Now, the abuse and all that shit, also probably nothing really quite new. It's just finally being called out and exposed. He should not be treating people the way that they are. But if she's shocked that, she was looked at more for her looks than her talent, yeah, that's what you signed up for. It is what it is. It's horrible. But it is that industry.
Yeah, it's still disturbing. It certainly doesn't make him look any better.
No, you didn't sign up to be abused. You didn't sign up to do this or that. But I'm just saying the point of that oh my gosh, they're focusing on looks here. Of course they are.
Yeah.
Of course they are.
I get what you're
saying. Like, so it's you're basically a model now. So yes, people are going to be concerned of your looks. That is now part of your job. Selling your looks is part of the gig.
Yeah,
it is.
I know. I believe me. I know. I've been subject to it myself.
Yeah.
It's, it's a shitty place to be. And what bothers me so much is for women, the bar is set so much higher. I can't tell you how many overweight, unshowered men I worked with in radio. Yeah. And I emphasize the unshowered. You walk in a room and it's like, oh my God, the body odor.
Yeah.
What is wrong with you people?
Yeah, but look at the ones who were actually super successful and got out in the community. They looked pretty good. They were in pretty good shape for the most part. And they really paid attention to their appearance. And they we can all think of those people who we've worked with who were like that. And it worked out, you know, okay for them in public because that's what they were marketing. Yeah, there's plenty of just shitty looking people in radio who, yeah, I get it. But the ones who did focus more on their appearance out in public tended to go further. And their audience did like them more. And their audience, you know, it's... If we're talking about, you know, out there in public, but again, it is what it is. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just saying, yeah, entertainment, they're going to focus on your looks. That's what it is. If you're singing, they're going to focus on your voice. You can't like want to be a singer and you can't sing, you know, whatever the talent is that's coming up. Yes, people can be offended by these things. I get it. But again, that's the industry. And the industry should not be degrading and demeaning women and harassing. That I'm not saying. But I am saying, if you're working as a model, basically, you're going to be expected to look like a model.
Yeah, and I get that. If there's a certain look that is prescribed and you're not living up to it, you have a responsibility to check that box. And if you're not checking it, well, I get it. But you also don't have to be a dick.
Exactly.
I agree.
I agree with that completely. Woods explained that her decision to come forward now, stating that she finally feels her story will be heard and taken seriously. She acknowledged fears of retaliation if Combs is acquitted, but emphasized that staying silent hasn't changed anything. Every time I think I should stay quiet, I remind myself that not talking hasn't helped. And I'm glad she's coming out and sharing her story. I mean, the thing is, a lot of this was like, out there. This was a fucking television show. He was publicly telling her to not eat the burger 10 years ago, 15 years ago, whenever the thing fucking aired. And nobody was outraged then.
True.
Back then it was like, oh my God, I can't believe he said that. Whoa, he's so bad. He's a bad boy. You know, it's like, so we're offended more now? I mean, it's, it is what it is.
I agree. I absolutely agree. This one to me isn't that big of a surprise that he was an asshole to work with.
No, not at all.
Shocking.
No, I mean, it's selected being offended by things. And, you know, if you're something you watched 10 years ago, you weren't offended by, why suddenly are you now?
You bring up a really good point.
If you have the same morals and compass that you had back then, why would this now be more offensive than it was then? Should you have been more offended by it back then, I guess?
Well, but again, there may have been some helplessness too, that there was nothing that could be done. He was a very scary, powerful person.
I agree.
He's behind bars.
Yeah, exactly. He ran the fucking company, you know? So yeah, you have nowhere to go essentially in a situation like that. You don't. And that's horrible. And usually your only option is getting out of that company or getting away from that person. Because you're just not going to win that battle in most cases. I mean, fuck, we've worked for families that have fucking demonstrative people that work for them. And because they're part of the family, it doesn't matter how horrible and degrading and mean they are to you. They still own the fucking company. So go ahead, complain to HR. The best you're going to do is sue them and get something out of that. But if you think you're going to like create some sort of change in that company when that's the company's culture and the fucking owners are that, you're not. So it's like, don't waste your time on that because it's just not going to happen. It's not.
No, the best thing you can do to preserve your sanity and your dignity is to pack your bags and get the fuck out.
Go to a place where you're treated right. Because,
yeah,
again, none of this is, I'm not saying it's to justify any of Diddy's behavior. I think he's a deplorable human being. But I don't know. When we come down to these arguments of entertainment industry and, you know, well, expect us to look this way. Yeah, of course they do. It's the fucking entertainment industry.
Yeah, it is.
So, like, where's the shock? I don't know. Anyway. Yeah, that's the latest on Diddy. I'm sure there'll be more horrible things tomorrow once we get a chance to really dig into the doc.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk. Ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.